Officials in Mexico are offering a reward of almost $1 million for the capture of 30 inmates. The inmates broke out of a prison in a northern state on Sunday. The governor says the inmates staged a riot to create a diversion for their escape, and 44 people were killed in that riot. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
It was a jailbreak that epitomized the Mexican drug war. Rival gang members brutally killed each other, corrupt public officials looked the other way, and dangerous criminals went free. The governor of Nuevo León, Rodrigo Medina de la Cruz, in a press conference yesterday, said all 30 of the inmates who escaped are members of the Zetas, and almost all the dead were members of the Gulf Cartel. The riot broke out at 2 in the morning at the Apodaca Penitentiary, just outside the industrial city of Monterrey.
Ha sido la complicidad de algunas autoridades penitenciarias.
Given the timing and manner in which the riot took place, Governor Medina said, it appears some prison authorities were involved in the plot. Medina suspended the warden of the penitentiary along with two of his top deputies and 18 guards. Governor Medina blamed the drug war for extreme overcrowding at the prison. The facility was at 180% of capacity when the violence erupted. Among the fugitives is Oscar Manuel Bernal Soriano, known as El Araña, or the Spider. Bernal was the former head of the Zetas in Monterrey. He was serving time for kidnapping soldiers and assassinating a local police chief. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Mexico City.
And you hear Jason's reporting on Mexico's drug war right here on Morning Edition from NPR News.